This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, October 27th, 2017. I'm Marc Boulanger.
This is a historic convention. It will be our entrance to a new vision of prosperity, not a cookie-cutter American dream of white picket fences, but a dream shaped by each of us, a dream in which no one gets left behind.
That is Richard Trumka, the president of the largest labor federation in the United States, the AFL-CIO. He was speaking at the start of the federation's national convention held this week. The convention was held on the banks of the Mississippi River in St. Louis, Missouri, and during a time that the American labor movement faces some enormous challenges. 30 years ago, the unionization rate in the United States was 20%. Now it's 10%. Wages have been effectively frozen for decades, and there is a rise in right-wing, anti-union, anti-women, anti-black forces in the country. It's time, Mr. Trumka told the delegates, for working people to come together.
We gather together as America and the world hunger for solidarity. We need it like we need air. We need it like we need each other. We need it like we need love. Yet fear, hatred, combined with a rigged economy and a political system, stand in our way. We stand together as diverse as America in every way, and united by our shared brotherhood and sisterhood in our labor movement. You see, that's our job at this convention, to represent our members while positioning our unions and our movement to grow, to give millions more the freedom to come together and bargain for good jobs and fairness. And at this convention in St. Louis, we'll chart the path toward a thriving movement. We're going to talk about political independence, about voting rights, and right to work. We're going to talk about launching a renaissance to rebuild our infrastructure and revive our manufacturing. We're going to talk about diversity and inclusion. We're going to talk about reforming our movement to ensure that it remains a force no matter what changes arise in our economy, from robots to new business models. We're going to talk about boosting the power of collective bargaining, growing our unions in the growth industries, and connecting with new workers who want to embrace a day when every worker, every single worker in America, has the freedom to negotiate with his or her employer for a better life. Because we're the ones who wake America up every single morning. We tuck her to bed at night. We build the cars and planes and infrastructure. We lift the loads. We drive the buses. We ship the goods. We pour the molds. We connect our cities in our world. We teach. We heal. We make. We package. We print. And we bake. From the East Coast to the West Coast, North to South, and everywhere in between, we, the American worker, makes America strong. We don't duck. We don't run. We don't hide. We are the American labor movement, and we will not be denied.
The Global Union, which represents public sector workers, will be holding its International Congress in Geneva October 30th to November 3rd. Public Services International, the PSI, represents more than 20 million workers who are members of 700 unions in 154 countries. Its affiliated national unions include Unison and Unite in the UK. In the United States, large public sector unions such as AFSCME and SEIU are affiliated to PSI. This will be the 30th PSI Congress since the union was founded 110 years ago in 1907. I talked to PSI's General Secretary, Rosa Pavanelli. I asked her to outline some of the major issues the Congress delegates will be addressing.
The Congress will define the program of action of PSI for the next 5 years. For us, it's important to consolidate the work that we have been developing so far, and we want to enhance in the next 5 years related to tax justice and to a fair system of trade. Tax justice is one of our priorities because we consider that without a fair tax system at global level, it won't be possible to eradicate poverty, and it won't be possible to create the condition for reducing poverty and to reestablish more equality around the world. The second theme that is important for us is the fact that our fight against privatization of public services, and in particular this wave of public-private partnership that are the real tool to open the door for privatization of public services, is continuing around the world. Fighting against privatization of public services, not just protecting jobs and quality jobs in public services, but it's about ensuring the enjoyment of fundamental human rights for the population around the world. And of course, trade union rights is one of the main issues that we will continue to work on as trade unionists, but also because we are facing very serious challenges in so many places around the world. We want to evaluate the quality of the work that we have developed in the past 5 years, but we also want to look at the global situation under an institutional point of view. It's now time to open a serious discussion on the reform of the global governance. It's no longer possible that a club of the global elite in the G20, in the G7, or even in the OECD is the only one dictating the agenda of all the countries around the world. This will never help to reduce the gap between developed and developing countries. At the same time, it's only through a global enhancing the participation of all the actors that we can contain the overwhelming powers of corporation from one end, and from the other, we have the possibility to reestablish fair communities that can help to create a peaceful work. That is something that we very much need right now.
Can you give us some examples of how the privatization of public services has caused harm or disrupted services to the public?
There's been so many examples that we have been producing in the past 5 years, either talking about water or talking about health. Just to give you a figure that is not PSI invention, but is the OECD estimates, 150 million people are pushed below the threshold of poverty every year for the money that they have to pay for their health cares in system where the health care services have been privatized. This is something that impacted directly the quality of life of people, that is really harming people around the world. The same I could say about the possibility to access drinkable water for millions of people around the world, and our long-standing fight for public water and the human right to water.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor will be reporting from Geneva throughout the PSI Congress. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.